This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Iran has threatened to, quote, decisively respond to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic following President Joe Biden linking Tehran to the killing of three U.S. soldiers at a military base in Jordan. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The U.S. has signaled it's preparing for retaliatory strikes in the wake of the Sunday drone attack that also injured at least 40 troops. There are concerns that any additional American strikes could further inflame a region already roiled by Israel's ongoing war in Hamas in the Gaza Strip and the ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping in the Red Sea. U.S. officials said Wednesday that a Navy destroyer shot down an anti-ship cruise missile launched by the Houthis. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The EU hopes to launch a naval mission in the Red Sea within 3 weeks to help defend cargo ships against attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen, which are hampering trade and driving up prices. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Last week, U.S. and British forces bombed multiple targets in 8 locations used by the Iranian-backed Houthis. It was the second time the two allies have conducted coordinated retaliatory strikes on an array of the rebels' missile-launching capabilities. But High Representative Josep Borrell says the EU mission will not take part in any military strikes.
This is the purpose: protection of the ships, intercepting the attacks against the ships, not participating in any kind of actions against the Houthis, only blocking the attacks of the Houthis to the boat.
Borrell adds businesses have been demanding EU action, given the trade implications of forcing merchant ships to bypass the Red Sea on their way to and from Europe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News.